Gretchen Whitmer was elected governor by, in part, promising to fix the damn roads. As she prepares to deliver her first State of the State speech tonight, Chad Livengood of Crane's Detroit Business has prepared his review of the potholes that line Michigan's economic path, problems facing our new governor and her team. Chad's here now via Skype. You know, Chad, we hear politicians and business leaders and education leaders talk a lot about making Michigan a top 10 state. Realistically, how far are we from that laudable goal?
We're pretty far on several different fronts in measurements that we would count as meaningful measurements of economic prosperity. You know, my story, I said there's potholes in household income, potholes in the percentage of adults that are working, potholes in student achievement and funding in our K-12 schools, and just a general pothole in the number of people who actually are qualified to work. We have an employment to population ratio of less than 58%, ranks us 38th in the country. It's behind the national average, and it's well behind what our Midwest rival of Minnesota is at. It 2/3 of their residents are working, and that shows up in the median the household income that people have. In Minnesota, people make 15% more on average in their household incomes at $68,000 a year. We're under $55,000. At the same time, this education attainment really is hampering the state, and you can see it in the data. We're at less than 44% of our residents have either a bachelor's, associate's, or some type of high-level credential. We rank 36th in the country in that category, well behind Minnesota, Illinois, even Iowa and Kansas and Ohio. We only rank better than Indiana in that key category. And that shows up in our earnings and the type of jobs we have. 62% of Michigan residents are working in a job making less than $20 an hour, according to the Michigan Association of United Ways in their annual survey, where they kind of assess what is, who's making ends meet, basically, in Michigan.
And so often we will hear members of, for example, of the Snyder team, or you'll hear, people in the business community saying, look what we've done. We've been able to replace like 7 in 10 of the jobs that were lost in the Great Recession.
Yeah, but we've replaced them with lower paying jobs. We didn't replace them with there's not as many of those $25 an hour jobs at the GM factory anymore. In fact, based on what's going on at GM right now, they're laying off some of the white collar workforce as well. So we have just a populace that's not prepared for the jobs of the future. That's why you just see more and more almost crisis mode in employers right now, trying to find qualified people for all sorts of jobs. And that all comes back to that education attainment level, which I think tonight we're going to hear from the governor. She's going to talk about that. I'm told that she's going to actually call for a goal of 60% of residents in the state having some type of higher education level by 2030. And a lot of states have pushed for a 60% goal by 2025. Since we're behind and it's almost the end of this decade, they're setting a goal for 11 years from now, trying to get to that 60% mark.
We have a long way to go. What do we have? Something like 43.7% right now?
Yeah, we're at a little under 44%. So, there's a long ways to go. The governor is going to propose some ideas that she talked about in the campaign, having a scholarship basically to try to that would cover the cost of going to community college. And also a scholarship job training program to try to get some folks in their 30s and 40s, even in their 50s, retrained for jobs now. That's one of the bigger challenges you see in this data is you have a whole generation of people who basically got kind of left behind either by automation, globalization, or they just did not pursue education after high school. And as a result, they're kind of relegated to lower wage jobs. And so that's the effort that the governor is going to try to push for, in addition to the roads, Sydney. Let's not forget about them. The pavement crisis, essentially, in this state is getting worse. We all know it. We all see it. And the governor is expected to talk about that, try to talk about the magnitude of the problems. But here's a couple of numbers. Right now, on state trunk line roads. That's your interstates, your highways, your Michigan Avenue, Washtenaw Avenue, such. Those roads all have about 79% of them are in good or fair condition. But MDOT projects, based on the current spending and current funding plans, that by 2021, just a couple years from now, 57.5% of them will be in good condition. And then by 2028, it'll totally flip on its head, and 57% of those trunk line roads will be in poor condition. So the, you know, even with the plan that the legislature passed back in 2015, the $1.2 billion plan,
right,
the money's not coming in fast enough, essentially. And because of that, the road crews and the construction companies can't keep up with the deterioration of the pavement. That's kind of a result of just, you know, a decade or more of disinvestment in roads.
I think no one listening will argue against the fact that the roads are getting worse, and certainly even our last couple of weeks of weather have not helped. Do we have any hints, and might we expect that tonight from the governor as far as how she will fulfill that core campaign promise and work with the Republican legislature?
She's saving that for the budget address in March, which will be the first Tuesday in March when she'll lay out her first budget plan. So she's not going to get into details tonight about how much she proposes the legislature raise or how to raise the money. And I think that's going to be kept for another day and another fight.
Yeah. So this tonight, this is kind of her view. This is what I see, spelling out maybe some of the things you're talking about right here as far as the potholes that are on the road to Michigan's economic future.
That would be the gist of the speech tonight, is really kind of laying the groundwork so they can kind of try to set a common agenda and goal. And we'll see what lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are up for. The road debate has been going on for years. I just kind of recounted in some tweets today about how there was a report back in 2011 known as the Olson Report. Rick Olson, a Republican from Saline, who wrote this report saying we needed $2.2 billion. That was 8 years ago, and here we are still kind of arguing about it. It seemed like the end of the decade, and we don't really have quite a plan yet. And I would expect that this governor is going to try to focus the community and the public on that.
Chad Livengood, Crane's Detroit Business. As always, Chad, thank you so much.
Take care.